here's a story from The World.
This is an anxious time for parents of school-aged children. Fall is a big question mark. Will schools be open? Classes online? Or a hybrid, perhaps? It's tough planning right now. Well, imagine being a parent, student, or teacher in Mosul, Iraq. That city in northern Iraq was liberated from the Islamic State 3 years ago. Here's The World's Shirin Jafari.
Abdullah Thaher was in high school when the Islamic State took over. Trucks full of men with guns rolled into Mosul, carrying the black and white flag of ISIS and flashing the victory sign. For the next 3 years, Abdullah had no choice but to stay home. Like the thousands of other Mosul residents, he was stuck living in the so-called Islamic State Caliphate, run by a brutal extremist group.
It was like living under a prison.
ISIS showed no mercy. It carried out mass executions, paraded the accused in the streets as a lesson to anyone who might be contemplating the slightest form of dissent. Normal education, Abdullah says, completely stopped. But he managed to do something that helped keep him sane during those dark days.
In the first of ISIS occupation, it didn't cut the internet. So I downloaded almost thousands of PDF books and started working on some skills. I also love reading novels and such books.
Works by Dostoevsky, the Russian novelist, German philosophers like Friedrich Nietzsche and Arthur Schopenhauer.
I didn't read philosophy before ISIS occupation. I found it applied in the situation in Mosul. When the people who got power rule the people who are vulnerable.
He read them all in English, the language he loved since he was a kid. In 2016, Iraqi and American forces began an operation to retake Mosul from the Islamic State. Fighting got intense.
During the liberation battles, a car bombed just in front of my house.
It exploded, he says, but thankfully no one was hurt. Finally, on a hot July day in 2017, Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi declared Mosul liberated. Men danced in the streets. Women handed out candies. It's now been 3 years since the liberation. In that time, Iraq received more than $30 billion in pledges from international donors to rebuild. But Abdullah says reconstruction has been slow. Some schools have reopened, including the University of Mosul, where he's now studying English. When the coronavirus pandemic hit earlier this year, classes went online. But this is a city that has no reliable electricity or internet service.
Oh my God, don't get me started. I mean, the internet here really sucks.
24-year-old Mohammed Mohannad studies English translation at the University of Mosul.
Like 2 days ago, my friend was having an exam, and that exam was postponed 3 times.
The internet kept going down, and when it came back up, the power went out. Mohammed says there were other challenges too. Most students are just not used to online learning.
Like some just don't know how to upload a file or how to make a Word document and then upload it into the Google Classroom.
And there's always that person, he says, who can't find the mute button. It's not like the teachers had it much easier, says Ali Al-Baroudi. He teaches English at the university.
I cannot exaggerate and say that online learning is or was quite successful. However, there was no plan B.
As the pandemic went on for weeks, Baroudi says, he noticed a few of his good students not showing up for classes. When he asked around, he learned that's because they can't afford laptops and internet service.
The lockdown continued for weeks here in Mosul, and the daily wagers are deprived of their daily income. So what do we expect? We expect that these people are going to reduce their expenditure. And internet could be the first victim, no matter how much important it is for education.
Iraq's economy is struggling. Coronavirus cases are on the rise, while oil prices have fallen more than 55% since the start of the year. As a result, many Iraqis are struggling to make ends meet.
Hello? was a power cut. It happened a lot, and just like our conversation.
After I reconnect with Abdullah Thar in Mosul for the third time, he tells me he's worried about how the power cuts and the internet outages will affect his studies.
Yeah, so our exams next week, and I don't see how they will solve this problem.
Abdullah and millions of young Iraqis missed out on years of education because of the Islamic State. He says they can't afford to lose more time. Abdullah says his final exam this semester will be 2 hours long, and the only thing he can do is to keep his fingers crossed that the power doesn't go out. For The World, I'm Shirin Jafari.